Good morning, friends. It's Heather here. Thank you for spending some time with me this morning. So when I was spending time this week, I was reading a beautiful scripture from Matthew 11, verse 28, and I'd love to read it with you this morning. This is what it says from the Message. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Sure, there were a whole lot of words that jumped out at me when I read that. And obviously one of the first things was that I caught my attention. It says, "Are you tired, worn out?" And I'm sure like many of you, you are being pulled from pillar to post. There are so many events and functions, whether it be school functions or work functions or family functions. There's just so much going on and so many demands from so many different places. And but the sentence that really jumped out at me is it said, "Learn the unforced rhythms of grace." And I thought, Lord, sure, I love that. But how am I going to do that? Obviously, learn the unforced rhythms of grace mean there's something that can be taught. But in order for me to learn them, it means I'm going to have to spend time with you. And obviously, at this time of the year, that's the one thing that usually ends up being robbed from me is time with the Lord. So my encouragement today is, friends, when we are in this very busy season, don't let your disciplines be dropped. Make sure you are spending time with the Lord. Make sure your disciplines of exercise, of eating well. Oh my gosh, there's so many Christmas functions, so many lovely, yummy things to eat. Make sure we don't drop our disciplines. Make sure your time with the Lord, you're still getting those moments with Him, whether it's in the morning or in the evening. Maybe it's when you're walking with your friends. Make sure you're spending your time with the Lord, because those are the times that we get refreshed. Those are the times that we get filled up with the Lord so that we can have enough to give out to all the people that are demanding from us at this time. Last night at the prayer meeting, which was such a beautiful time, can I encourage you to please come to the prayer meetings on a Thursday night, 5:30. They really are like the engine room of the church. We had such a wonderful time. We were speaking about actually spending time and seeking the Lord. And Bev brought this beautiful scripture, Jeremiah 29, verse 12. And I read it in the Message version. I'd like to read it to you. It says, 12 to 14, it says, "When you come looking for me, you'll find me." What a beautiful promise. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't get disappointed. What a beautiful promise from the Lord. He says, when you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. It's not an empty promise from the Lord. So friends, when we come to the Lord and we spend time with Him, He says He will teach us. We will be able to learn the unforced rhythms of grace. So at this time of year, more than anything, we need to learn the rhythms of grace. That's what I want to learn in my life. I want to learn, what are the unforced rhythms of grace? And when you read up and you study about the rhythms of grace, it's like the rule of life. What are the rules of life? What are the things your children are going to remember that they learnt from their parents? They're going to remember, we had dinner around the table as a family. They're going to remember, oh, we used to do this when we went, all those things you remember when you went on family holidays. All those things, it's those rules of life that you get taught and you remember about yourselves and about your family. So if you get time as a family, if you get some time off, if you get a bit of leave, maybe look at some of those rules of your life. Maybe you get a bit of a moment. What are some of those things that maybe you need to put into your life? Maybe it is more time with the Lord. Maybe it's you need to put some disciplines in your life. Maybe it is more time with the Lord. Maybe it is more exercise in your life. Maybe it is more family time. Maybe it is more time for yourself. Whatever it is, let's learn the unforced rhythms of grace and ask the Father to teach us. But in order to do that, we need to be seeking the Lord. So friends, can I encourage you today? Let's spend more time with the Lord and let's seek the Lord, because he says he promises us in that beautiful scripture in Jeremiah, he promises us that when we seek the Lord, we will be able to find him. I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.